Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Another thing you must learn in relationship is learn to say no. Learn to say no. To say no is not a weakness. To say no is strength. Never be intimidated to say yes when you are not ready. Yes means commitment. Don't say yes to what and who you cannot commit to. Yes. Yes means I'm committed. So don't say yes in a hurry. He said, I wasn't thinking. I was under durex. He forced me. No matter the plate of ice cream he gives to you per time, don't say yes. No matter the quantity of shawarma you eat, if you have to say no, say no. Praise God. Learn to say no, no matter the pressure. Yes means commitment. Don't be a sister that have said yes to four people. You alone. Will you marry me? Yes. The other side, will you marry me? Yes. You have 4 years in four different states of the federation. Don't be a brother that you are proposing to all the sisters. It's not a birthday cake that you are sharing. Proposal is not a birthday cake. It's not a meal ticket. So don't go about proposing. Why are you doing that? I'm just doing random sampling so that anybody that says yes. What if all the four say yes at the same time? Are you not in trouble now? Amen. If this sister say, wait, let me pray, wait. When she finished praying and come back to you and say no, you go to another person. If you think that a prayer is taking long, go to her and say, you need to cut this prayer. Let this prayer end next week. If it doesn't end this next week, I'll say no on your behalf. Praise God. Sister, please don't pray for too long. We are living in a digital world now. You can call God on phone. Amen. Praise God. So all this, I'm still praying. 2 months time, I'm still praying. 3 months time, I'm still praying. You will lose a husband. Make your prayer short. Get the answer quick. And some of us, you know, we get the answer the first day. The guy said, will you marry me? But you don't just want to tell him the answer so that you will not look like a sister that is not serious. So you want to look very spiritual and pray about it. There are some answers that you get right there. Only seeing the brother's face. There's this one looks like King Korn. No, he cannot be my husband. No. Praise God. And let me say this again. If you have said no before, and after praying you discover that it was a yes, don't be ashamed to go back and say, that thing that I said no, I've changed my answer. You know, when you are doing examination, until they collect the paper from you, you have the right to change your answer through offers. So please, be bold to change your answer. Amen. Sisters, did you hear me? If you said no before, and you suddenly discovered after 2 months that it's supposed to be a yes, it is your turn to go to the brother and say, that answer I gave before is not my final answer. Amen. It's not my what? Final answer. My final answer is yes. And allow him to be the one to decide whether you got it right or not. When you are not sure, be patient and check it out. Be a detailed person and take care of the details of your relationship. Some people knew next to nothing about the person they are hanging out with for marriage. When the voice is like Jacob's voice and the body is like Esau's body, do what? Check it out before you make progress. Praise God. When you are not sure, be patient to check out. Let's be able to tell ourselves, let's wait, let's pray a bit. And if you are a brother, maybe we are in the same church and a sister is telling you, wait, let's pray a bit. It's okay. There's nothing wrong for a brother to walk up to your pastor and say, Daddy, I really want to marry, I want to settle down. I'm confused. Can you recommend anybody for me? I'll be happy to do that for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's not a weakness. So you are only telling somebody that has a better eyes to look for you. You see, sometimes we want to buy clothes in the market and we go with somebody that we feel the person knows the clothes. Is it true? And you say, please help me check this shoe. Is it original or fake? There's nothing wrong when you are to marry. Tell somebody to cross-check for you. And say, sir, I'm eyeing that sister. Cross-check for me. And I can cross-check for you. Praise God. But also be ready to take the answer of my cross-checking. And say, from what I am have cross-checked, it's okay. Today there are people that are married based on recommendation. Somebody say that person will be good for you. And then it is you that will go and do the checking. Is it checking the college? Me, I will just do the recommendation. You will do the walking. Go and talk. Some brothers don't know how to talk to sisters. Amen. You can also ask me, Pastor, how do I start? I'll tell you when you start. Say, hello. My name is Brownson. I live in Brown Street. My favorite color is brown. My favorite food is brown beans. It's a good way to start, you know. Praise God. You see, what you don't know, wisdom demands that you ask somebody to tell you. Tell somebody where they see road to lead you and job will be easy for you. Praise the Lord. Say no to premarital sex. Say no to pregnancy before marriage. Say no to some outings that are not godly. Say no to demonic exposures. Say no to oath of any kind. Blood oath. They say, let us take oath that you have agreed to marry me. You will never say you marry any other person. Say no to it. Whether saliva oath, blood oath, any kind of thing that will connect you perpetually, say no to it. It's very important. Number next, don't be in a hurry to settle down. Blunders you must avoid in relationship. Don't be in a hurry to settle down. Haste is good, but there are things you must not do in a haste. And one of such is marriage. Never be in a hurry to marry. Settle down. Be patient. You don't marry because others are getting married. You don't even marry simply because you are old enough, but because you are ready. And that ready means you are mentally ready, spiritually ready, and financially ready. So don't be in a haste. Ha, my friends are married, my friends are married, my friends are married, my friends are married. I just want to settle down, I just want to settle down. And then you go somewhere, get money, 500,000, 200,000 here and there, and then settle down. Finally, I have a ring, finally I'm married. After that, what next? You must be ready mentally. You must be ready spiritually. You must be ready financially. At least have an income. Let it be that you are earning 20,000 every month and you didn't need to borrow to do the wedding. Yes, 20,000 every month, you can begin to grow from there. But you don't be somebody that you are trusting God. How will you eat now? We are trusting God. Plan to marry, but do not do so in a hurry. And when you do so, do it with utmost caution. Praise God. You see, when I got married, my plan was well laid out. How we'll be eating every month. How we'll be getting food. It has to be there. You see, this over-religiosity has made some brothers and sisters very lazy. What are you doing about this? God is in control. This God is in control is a lie. People are using religious language to cover idleness, laziness, carelessness. Brother, how is it? We bless God. The name of the Lord be praised. When hunger catch you for 4 days, you will not have strength to say that we bless God again. You know that it's real. So, you must plan with caution. I wish you would listen to what I'm saying and work with it. Number next, don't be in a hurry to end a relationship. Now, this is also very important. I've said don't be in a hurry to marry. This one looks like a contract. Don't be in a hurry to end a relationship. A lot of us have ended relationship that is supposed to have worked. Please, let's not be in a hurry to end a relationship. Especially when you have not put in the right work to make it work. In some cases, God will ask you to end. In such cases, you can end in a hurry. But don't be in a hurry to end a relationship simply because things or some things are not working in line with your desires or your expectation. Learn to give people and relationship a chance. You never can tell. Exhaust your options as much as you can before you quit. Praise God. Don't just quit. Don't just say, I quit. Don't just say, I move. Don't just say, it's over. Learn to give relationship chance. Can I say to you that something that is not working now can work later? Somebody that is not as good as you would want now can become as good as you would have loved later. And again, let me shock you, that somebody that is very nice now can become very wicked later. So learn to give relationship the chance. At least exhaust your options. You can say, I have done all there is to do, and it didn't work. Number next, don't assume things. Please take this one very serious. Please don't assume things. Be sure. In fact, be double sure. This is where you need the Holy Spirit, because he never makes mistakes. Otherwise, you may need to engage your mind and exert your mental strength to the true picture of things. Never assume things in a relationship. Do your due diligence all the time, especially for things that have far-reaching implications. Don't just rely on what you are told. Make some findings without necessarily hurting the feelings of your partner. Did you hear that? Don't assume that everything is okay. Oftentimes, people's characters are not written on their faces. It doesn't show in the way they dress. Take time, especially when you are not sure. Be detailed about certain relationships. Sometimes, if we do our due diligence, we will not have some of the troubles we are having. See, somebody can pretend to be a Christian in order to marry you, whereas the person is a Muslim. And because you have not done your due diligence, you just say, okay. You see, a Muslim can decide to come to your church for 1 month, 3 months, 4 months, until he finally marries you. He will wed you in your church, and then you are in for it. So do your due diligence. Don't be superficial about relationship. Be somebody that is detailed. This brother you want to marry, where does he come from? Where does this person come from, self? Ah, is he a Temekpo or Ekpo Tem? Or you don't even know. Where does he work? Eh? He been telling me saying they work for one company. He told you. Have you seen him with ID card before, self? What does he do? He said he used to go out in the night and come back in the morning. Is that all? Brother, do some findings yourself. How can you want to say you have said yes to somebody that have proposed to you? You don't know where he lives. Find a way and go unannounced. Just go there. Okay, is that where he lives? At least you have one neighbor or two. If they greet you well when you come. Or sometimes when you go, they do like this. A child, you just know that you are in trouble. Go and find out. Amen. So do your due diligence, brother. Do your due diligence, sister. Ask some questions. I mean vital questions. There are questions you ask in relationship that is a good relationship. Amen. Amen. Not just going to find from the person you want to marry their friend. He said, this is your friend. What is his guy's name? Is that a question you should be asking? What is his guy's name? What kind of food does he like eating? That's the question. That's all you want. What is the shoe size? Praise God. Those are good questions, but those are not the questions you need to be asking at that time. When you have married him, you can now find out his shoe size. Why do you want to know his shoe size when you are not sure you even marry him? Ask vital questions. and you will discover certain things. Amen. 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 Ask questions. Don't just assume that things are okay. Know things for yourself. And the things you feel you wanted to know and you couldn't know, find somebody who can know it for you. You won't be doing wrong. In fact, you can ask questions without hurting the feeling of somebody. Amen. Amen. Your would-be spouse is not an ATM machine or a minting house. That's another blunder. Understand that the man that said, "Will you marry me?" is not ATM, automated teller machine, that you can always put in your card and draw. Today, I need recharge card. Tomorrow, I've not made my hair. Next tomorrow, my soap has finished. 2 days' time, my cream has finished. Is it a crime for him to have proposed to you? Is it a crime? The lady is not also an ATM machine. She's not a bank. When somebody proposes to you, even when the person becomes your husband, he has not become a machine of making money. If there's anything that gets a husband tired, it's when the wife is asking for virtually everything. You ask your husband for 50 naira. You ask your husband for 100 naira. You ask your husband for as small as that. The man will soon get tired. There is no faster way to become a liability than that. So understand, I don't say finally God has brought a man that all the problems of my family, we have seen a head, and the man's head is small. It's not even as big as my head that you say can carry all the trouble. I say finally, my brother's kufis, my cousins, my mother. No, praise the Lord. Number next, don't be too hasty to announce things that are yet to be, claiming you are confessing positive or exercising faith. Now, this is very important for all of us. Don't be too hasty to announce things that are yet to be, claiming that you are confessing faith. Somebody just proposed to you, and almost half of your village persons are aware now. Don't be too hasty to announce things. No. The Bible says, be as wise as the serpent. There are some things we need to put in the cooler until it becomes manifest. You don't just begin by excitement to begin to, I'll soon get married, oh, I'll soon get married, oh, I'll soon get married. And the thing is that the guy is just planning to come and know your father. And you already announced it. My wedding is on the corner. My wedding is on the corner. Listen to me. You don't know who doesn't want you not to marry. You don't know. So be careful. Don't be too much in a haste to announce things that haven't happened. Just relax. There are people that never wanted it. So as much as you can hide it, do you know that the parents of Moses hid Moses for 3 months? No, as much as you can hide your blessing, hide it until it becomes full-blown. That nobody, there's no way you can hide it anymore. The Bible says, and when they could no longer hide the child, they brought him out. There's a time you can no longer hide it. Not just a proposal, you're already announcing his marriage. You may be hurting yourself. Lastly, you will need a lot of counsel / advice. Don't hesitate to get loads and loads of it, especially from your spiritual father. No matter how far gone you are, whether in the right or wrong relationship, remember, you will never improve on anything that is wrong. You will need a lot of counseling. You will need a lot of advice. Please, no matter how far gone you are into a relationship, don't say, I have gone too far. There's no point telling daddy again. It will be a letdown on my side. Let me just continue. There is no way too far to make a U-turn. Please, you will need a lot of counseling. You will need a lot of advice. We need it in marriage, and we need it even more before we are into the marriage. Before you decide to marry a man who lives in London and you live in Nigeria, ask questions. Ask for advice. Can it work? Will I be able to do it? Some of us were not opportune or let me say lucky enough to hear some of the things you are hearing before we got married. So you are luckier. And if you hear all of this, the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation? How can we escape? If after hearing all of this and you still make mistake, it is not the devil again. You just deliberately made the mistake. So, you have the opportunity. Make hay while the sun shines.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.